I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
And this is WCAI, the Cape and Islands NPR station, 1202. Good afternoon. I'm Dan Tridle in Woods Hole. It is snowing across the Cape Islands and South Coast and the rest of Massachusetts right now. As we've heard, the storm could drop a foot or more of snow in many areas, with blizzard conditions forecast for the Cape. We have more from WCAI's Elsa Partan.
The Weather Service says snowfall will be heaviest early tomorrow morning, when it could come down at 1 to 2 inches per hour. Meteorologist Frank O'Loughlin with the Barnstable County Regional Emergency Planning Committee says the snow should be a lot lighter and drier than in past storms because of temperatures in the teens.
We've got tremendous cold air from Canada coming in. The winds are really going to pick up. So as we get after midnight especially, whiteout conditions are going to be common, and what we have will be blizzard conditions.
Because of the lighter snow, O'Loughlin says he doesn't expect power outages to be as frequent or last as long as they did during last February's storm. Still, northeast winds of 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 45 miles an hour could cause problems for vulnerable power lines. Local utilities say they have crews ready. O'Loughlin recommends people get off the roads by sunset today. For WCAI, I'm Elsa Partan.
It's 12:03, 30 degrees outside our studios here in Woods Hole. WCAI's Brian Morris is at the Falmouth Stop and Shop. He's been talking to shoppers. Brian, what are the folks saying to you?
Most people are stocking up. It's a pretty busy place here this morning. Some people have full shopping carts with things they're getting in advance of the storm. I saw one woman walking out with a cart with four or five bags of salt, I guess, for the driveway. And other people are taking things more in stride. They just have a few things in their cart, and they just say they're doing their normal shopping and that, you know, we live in New England and we just have to deal with it. You know, who knows how it's going to be later in the day, but I would imagine there'll be some more last-minute shoppers as the day goes on. It's busy.
There you go. WCIA's Brian Morris at the Falmouth Stop and Shop. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.